It's Matty Gale and Froz, mate. We're playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country. And tonight, taking a quick trip out of the country to the UK because Marley Corr, she has got a brand new one, Revolution. It is from her debut album, Hunger. We're catching up with her right now. Marley, thanks so much for joining us here on Oz, mate. Great to chat to you.
Matty, thank you for having me. How you doing?
I'm going really well. How are things over in the UK, Marley?
Oh, things could be much better, but I think on a global scale, it's all about community and coming together, you know. We could have done better here in the UK, but I'm thinking forwards and only moving up.
Yeah, and we are definitely moving up. This brand new album with Hunger is absolutely sensational. One of the lead singles from it, Revolution, it kind of hits not really COVID points, but some really big issues that are in our world at the moment, Marley.
Yeah, definitely. I think when I wrote this song, it's got a little bit of social activism in it. It talks about, you know, political justice, social, racial equity. It's all about, you know, equality. And it was something that was important to me. It was something I was talking about freely on my social platforms. Yeah. And it's something that fit with the song when I wrote it. I hope everyone loves it like I do.
Yeah, well, they are. They're getting right amongst it. But how have you found it, Marley? Being someone who is speaking their mind, it can be a really difficult thing for people who want to trade that in for success, you know, all the money, cash and the big lights.
Yeah, definitely. I think that speaking freely and openly about these sorts of things is something that I'm happy to be uncomfortable. I'm somebody who doesn't have that exterior that is concerned about what others think. So I'm really lucky that I was able to put a little bit of something that I really care about into my songs to give them a bit more depth and to give them a bit more meaning. That's definitely who I am as an artist. So
awesome. It
paired well, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have paired it well with the film clip too, Marley.
Yeah, I was able to put together some stock footage, also some footage from the protest here in the UK that I attended myself.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's not only about one social cause. You know, last year was a big year for Black Lives Matter, but also, you know, gender equality. There's stuff about all sorts of social causes, and it's all stuff that's really relevant to us. So I think it felt appropriate. So we did it, and it's had a really great reaction, and I'm really glad about that.
Yeah, good. Well, you put all the steps into place because you worked with a pretty incredible team putting it all together as well.
Yeah, actually. I wrote it in Sweden in 2019, but when we got it produced, we sent it over to a guy called Henri Gill in LA, who's worked with John Mayer, Alicia Keys, and he put a gospel choir on it called Ella and Q, and they sang for Prince and Whitney Houston. And then I had the additional production done by a guy here who has won a Grammy writing What Now for Rihanna. So even saying those things is quite crazy. You know, I grew up in Western Sydney and I now live in the UK, have been for 8 years. So I'm really proud of, you know, the places that my songs have traveled to and the people that have had it.
And I'm sure that they're proud to have you on their resume now as well, Marley.
Yeah, definitely. I think so. I always say that, actually. When I work with someone who has a really big resume like that, I'm like, now you can say you've worked with Marley Corr.
Absolutely. And you mentioned just then, Marley, about growing up in Sydney, growing up in a very talented family. Your little brother is in Five Sauce with Callum. What was Christmas like for you guys? Did Mum and Grandma always get out the piano and it was a bit of a showcase for you guys?
It was interesting, actually, because my parents aren't particularly musical, and they'll hate me for saying that, because I did an interview, actually. My mum said, it's a shame that your parents aren't so musical, Marley.
That's the one thing that she caught hold of.
The one thing of the whole article, you know, talking about my brother and I and doing music. But, you know, growing up together, it was an opportunity for us to be creative. And on my album, there's a song called The Art of Letting Go, which is a song that my brother produced.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing for us. And I think it'll be something that we continue to do for many more years, as long as we make music.
Do you think there might be some collabs in the works in the future?
It's funny because people think, you know, oh, do I have to call his PA who calls this person?
Yeah.
We're so close. We're siblings, you know. I'll walk into a room, he's there on a guitar. It happens very organically.
Cool.
So I wouldn't rule it out. And I mean, we love to create together, but, you know, there's nothing official in the works for anybody. So if it comes out, it comes out. And, you know, I really rate my brother as a songwriter and a producer. So I'm sure I'll work with him on my stuff. And I'm sure he'll ask me to do his stuff as well. You know, he's a big fan.
Number one fan. It's got to be family, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, 100%. I'm very proud of him, and we're lucky to have each other.
Yeah, and we're lucky to have the brand new one you've got out as well, and have what coming up for you throughout this year, Marley? What have you got planned?
Yeah, I think it's been a really interesting time for me, but I'm working on my songwriting. I'm writing songs for other people. I've been working with some amazing people over here. You know, I did a song with JP Cooper, and I've been working working with a DJ collective called Sigma. So it's all about kind of developing that side of my artistry and working a bit more on that. And I started a side project called Arco, which we're really excited about here in the UK, which sounds very different to anything.
Okay.
But before all that kicks off, Marleycore, my album is Hunger. We're still trying to get ears on that. So that's kind of my main focus, just songwriting and promoting my album.
Brilliant, Marleycore. We are going to play it right now. Get some ears amongst Revolution. Thanks for joining us from the UK here on AusMade.
Thank you, Maddie. Appreciate it. Have a good day. My name is Marleycore and this song is Revolution.